Vayter and Shas, we are in Bava Metzia, Daf Chaf Aleph, picking up by a brand new Mishnah, brand new Perek. Mazel Tov for all those who finished the first Perek. And let's jump back for so many of us to our youth with maybe the first Gemara that many have actually learned. Zok the Heilige, Heilige Gemara. Eilu Metzia Shalom, Veilu Chayav HaHachas. There are certain Metzia, some things you find that you can hold on to, they're yours. And the others you have to go ahead and you have to announce. You have to make known that these things are missing. These are the ones that you get to keep. That is matzah, pears, mufuzar. And if you find fruits that are scattered, Rashi says, Nisyaishu abaylimim, the owners have given up hope of ever getting them back. Kedam b'gemar of hefker, and the Gemara is going to say in there, hefker. Maos mufuzars, money that's scattered. Rashi says, holv einlam simen nikar, yuish mayis. If you have coins that are just all over the place, so there's no simen. And therefore, again, the person is going to miyash, give up hope of ever getting them. But with the hefker of zetam kulam, this is the reason for all of them. Next, krichos b'shus rabim. Let's see, you have bundles in a public area. Talking about bundles of grain that are in a rishus rabim. Then says Rashi, these are omrim kitanim, kumom almim alumim. Everyone steps on it. If there was a simon tied to it, it would have been destroyed. That is fig cakes. Fig cakes. They have figs that get pressed together into this cake, round cake. Kikaros anachtam, the bread of a baker. Rashi says, kol hakikaros anachtam shav, they're all equal. Of hakikaros shabalabai, he says from simon. If it's an individual person, it makes it into a simon, but the baker's all the same. Machos shodagam, strings of fish. Vechaticha shabasar, pieces of meat. Vegizet semer, fleeces of wool. Halakuchen mimidinasan, that are brought from their medinos. Rashi says, Kamo Shehain, they weren't yet processed. Gezuzos, Kishar Kol Gizis HaMedina, Afuke Abos, Mibes HaUmen, this comes from Beis HaMun, like we're going to see in the Seifa. So that is wool, that's not processed. Vanitze Pishtan, bundles of flax. Lashono Shel Argamon, literally means tongues of wool, purple wool. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Tzemer Sarek, it's brushed, Umashuk, and it's stretched out, Kamin Lashon, like a tongue. Vitzavu, it's dyed, Argamon, and Mutsuyun Hain. It's dyed purple, and they are found, they're all over. Harei Elu Shelo, all these things the person gets to keep. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Zagazok Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda, Meir, Koshish Boshinoi, anything that there's something which is different, Chayav Lachos, if to go and you have to announce it. Ketzad, what does this mean, something which is different? Matzah Ego, let's say you find these round fig cakes. Rashi says, Matzah Ego shall devil the fig cakes. Vitzavu, Cheres, it's a piece of pottery that's in a kikar, or you have a loaf of bread, and there's money inside of it. And these type of things, you have to announce them because they're different. And if you're wondering what that is, says Rashi, Ampuria, Begamar, Mefaris, Gemara is going to explain what that is. Okay, Zok Ta'ala Gemara. A matzah pears and fuzar, and you find fruit that is scattered, vikama. How much is called scattered? In other words, what area is it have to be? Rashi says chashav pizar, and it's considered like it's scattered, that you can go to Rabbi Shalom. Amar Rabbi, it's a kav ba'arba amos. A kav is a certain amount, and if that amount is mufuzar, says Rashi, mufuzar ba'arba amos, four amos, then that's already considered Rabbi Shalom, it's called scattered. Aval, says Rashi, begil amos, love a pizar, it's not considered scattered. Ve'taima mefarsh, ve'azel, the Gemara is going to explain what exactly that is, what the reason is. Hey, Chidami. Now, what exactly is the case here? Iderch nefila. If they're lying there, derech nefila. Rashi says, im matzum derech nefila. Sheish ladas, shelo unuchu shal midayas el anaflu. You can see it's scattered in a way that it fell. But rather, there wasn't a place over there. I feel it tuvanami. Then even if you have more than a kav in Arba Amos, that should also be yours. Rashi says, I feel tuvanami kav nami dekeva de inbam simen yushamayas, which is going to give up hope. And if you see it placed, if it's in a way that it's placed strategically, then what's the din? Then I feel batim hachinami lo. Then if it's less than a kav in Arba Amos, it still should be that person is going to come back for it, and therefore you can't go and you can't take it. So what's going on here? So rather says the Gemara, Amarav Ukva Barchama, b'machnashta d'vei dariaskinan. We thought we're talking about stuff that was just forgotten or in a way that it was dropped and lost and whatever. But no, we're talking about a machnasha b'deidari. That is the place where they would gather the winnowing, where they would winnow stuff. And that is that we're not talking about, again, it's totally, oh my gosh, what happened here? I lost it. What's happened? But rather, we're talking about when they were clear the threshing floor, whatever stuff they had over there. Again, pears doesn't have to mean fruit, but it means produce stuff. So when they're clearing it up, whatever's left after that, after already cleaned up, he took his stuff, that's considered kav ba'arba amos. If there's a kav and arba amos, to nefesh terchayu, which this is, it's hard to go and collect all those together. Rashi says lekavtan, to go and to gather it in. In such a case, lo tarch enish, a person who owns this, gather up all his wheat, all his grains, and he left over that stuff. V'lo hadarasi v'shakalu, he's not going to come back now and start taking it. Afkuri mafkerlu, and therefore he's already mafker it. Batzer me'achi, but if it's less than a kav ba'arba amos, then in such a case, Rashi says imay psur and pachos. Pachos Mikain, then Tarech Vadarasi Vishakalu is going to burden himself to come back and to pick him up for Lomafkul, and he's not going to be Mafkret. And that's what we're talking about when we say Kabar Mamos in such a matzav. Frekt of Yirmia, Bayer of Yirmia, Chatzi Kabeshte Amos Mao. Okay, so we said a Kabar Ba'amos is when a person is not going to burden himself. Let's take it in ratio and, you know, size it down. What if it's half a Kav in two Amos? So then what's the deal then? Kabar Ba'amos, time of my, what's the reason? Mishum Donofish Dechayu. It's a lot of work over there, and therefore Chatzi Kabeshte Amos, given the Lonofish Dechayu, it's such a big deal, it's much less, or it's Chatzi Kav, then Lomafkul is not going to be Mafkut, that's one option. Odelma Mishum Delo Chashivi, maybe we say that he's going to leave it over there because a kav, this amount is not considered chashiv enough to go and get it. Kav ba'arba amos, says Rashi, mishum delo chashiv alea, kav ba'aperos, lechuch aleim torach kibot shel arba amos. And therefore, chatzi kav b'shtei amos, if you have two kav in half a kav in two amos, kibot lo chashiv, it's definitely not chashiv. Mavkalu, if kav ba'arba amos is chashiv, then chatzi kav also is clear not going to be. That's question number one. Question number two, that would be again, kav, chatzi kav two amos. What about kabayim shmona amos? Well, now let's double the ratio. Now it's not one kav in amos, but two kav in four amos. I'm sorry, two kav in eight amos. What's going to be the din? Do we say kav arba amos time of my? What's the reason we don't get it? Mishum the novash shachar. It's hard to get. For kol shekain kabayim shmona amos. Clearly, it's going to be much more difficult to work with. And kivud the vishda pachar tefei. It's even harder. Mafkid lose for his mafkid. Or then when we say mishum lo chashivei kav amos is that chashiv. Kabayim shmona amos. But if it's kabayim kivud the chashivei, that already is going to be chashiv. Lo mafkid is not going to be mafkid. Question number two. Question number three. Kav shum shemen bar arba amos mao. What happens if you have a kav of sesame seeds? Rashi says dakin ma'od. They're very small. Veish torich bekibutz and yoser michitan. It's harder to gather than getting grain of al demayan yikarim, but they're valuable. So what's going to be the din? Kabar b'amos time b'amos. What's the reason why we're going to gather it? Mishum d'lo chashiv, because it's not chashiv. V'shum shum, and when it comes shum shum came with the chashiv, it actually is chashiv. Then lo mafkir was not going to be mafkir. Odem we say mishum d'lo chashiv. It's hard to go and collect the chitin. Definitely, it's harder to go collect shum shum. It's even more mafka. Therefore, he's going to be mafka. And the fourth and final question that he asks is, what about kav tamri ba'arba amos? Let's say you have a kav of dates that are in dalar amos. Kav rimoni ba'arba amos or kav rimoni dalar amos. What's the din over there? Kav ba'arba amos. What's the reason why you don't want to come back and get it? Mishum d'lo chashiv is not chashiv. Kav tamar ba'arba amos. Kav rimoni ba'arba amos nami. These are also not considered chashiv enough. Kav d'lo chashivi. Therefore, mafker the mafker. Or dilma, maybe mishum d'lo v'shtachayu. It's hard to gather up. Kav tamar ba'arba amos. Kav rimoni ba'arba amos. Kav d'lo v'shtachayu. These are bigger things, not harder to gather it. Lo mafker is not going to be mafker. My, what is done with all these things? Teiku, great questions. And the answer is, we leave it till Elio. Anahavi Elio. Atishvi. All right, let's delve into the very famous sugyas now. Itmar, peep, turn the page. Go follow the base. Yeo Shalomi Das. Wow. Here we go. Bye, Rava. We spoke of the idea of someone was miyayish, they give up hope, so then you go and you get it, and then it's going to be yours. What happens if a person gives up hope, but he doesn't know about it? What does that mean? What that means is that normally he would give up hope, he would be miyayish from getting it, but he doesn't yet know that he actually was lost in the first place. So what's the din in the case of Yush? Shalom Midas, says Rashi, Dover Shestamo Yeush Lchishyoda Shenafamen. If I would have known it fell from me, I would be Miyash. Ukushamatsu, a dying lo yodu, a bayalim shenafamen. And when a person found this object on the floor, it was found before, let's say I dropped something, I didn't even know I dropped it yet. So clearly I'm not Miyash because I didn't even know I dropped it. What's going to be the din then if you pick it up before I realized that it was there, that I lost it? Had I known, I would have been Miyash, but I didn't know yet. Abaye Omer, lo aviyush. Abaye says it is not considered Yeush. Yeush Shalom Midas is not Yeush. Rashi says, the Kamar, the first book, the Gemara is going to explain this in Mechokas. For Rava Omer, Rava says, Yush. Yep, it is considered Yush. Very, very nice. Now, B'davar Sheish B'Simen, if you're dealing with something that has a simen on it, a sign, Kulam Lo Pligi, everyone's going to be here. By and Rava, both going to be maskim. The Lo Ave Yish, meaning even Rava, who says that Yish Shalom Midas is considered Yish, even he would agree that this is not considered Yish if there is a simen. So you pick it up, you can't keep it. V'afagav d'shamine d'miyayish. So even if we found it after that he was miyayish, Rashi says, l'achu shamat suzeh. I drop something, you find it, I then realize there's a simen, and then I'm miyayish. Right? L'achu shamat suzeh. Rashi continues, v'klala d'yish, k'gon d'amar v'ayilele chisran kis, d'gali daite sh'noish mehen. Says the Gemara again, that is v'afagav d'shamine d'miyayish, but self love is not considered yish, d'chi asa liyadeh, because when it came into the hands of the one who found it, you who found it, b'yisuru d'asa liyadeh, came into your hands in a state of isser. Rashi says, d'davar she'enu asa liyayishu. This is something which is not meant to be miyuash. Came to you when you weren't able to take it. Because when I know that it fell from me, lo miyayish, I'm not generally going to go and give up hope from it. Because I'm going to say, hey, I have a simon in it. Yav simon, I'm going to give the simon. And then I'm going to go and take it back for the guy who found it over there. So even if the Baal later decided to give up hope, he's miyayish, so you're not able to go and keep it because you had it in the time when it wasn't yet hefker. Neo. Now we're going to see a case where even the guy wasn't miyayish, even a bai is going to be maskim. Bezutol shiyam, if it gets taken by the ocean, it gets swept away. Rashi says, makomos besfasayam, shidarchayam lachsor lachorov yud parsos, o chamisha sar parsos, pamayim biyom, v'shotif ma shemot seshom v'holech. The tide comes up and grabs him. Zutol loshen godel, v'shirua v'loshen yivani, kemot shekos v'zakenam l'tami hamelech v'alatzile v'alzatute. Megillat of Tess. So, if the tide comes and takes it out, over shlulis shel nahar, or there was a river, the roughness of the river, actually kishu gadol v'yotze chutzak dusa v'sholo shalo v'shotef limsa, it kind of again overflows the banks a little and grabs stuff. Afagav the isvei simon, even if there's a simon on it, rachmona shaye, the Torah allowed it to go and to be kept. Rashi says, afilu bas liyada motzi lifnei yish, even if it gets to the one who found it, I it gets swept away from me. You find it before even miyayish. Even so, k'dibein l'mirva, come on, like. We're going to explain in a moment. Rashi says, "Bishmaitin minya minayin laveda shishat fanar." How do we know? We're going to see that soon. Now, kipli yuweiz amechlokas, but davar shembo simon. Something does not have a simon, and it gets found before the guy gives up hope. Abaye Amar la aviyish is not yish. The hal lo yada danafam. The guys even know that it fell from him, so it wasn't miyayish yet, and therefore you can't take it. Rav Amar, Rav says hayviyish is considered yish. The lechi yada danafam, because when you find out it was lost from you, miyayish, you're going to get rid of it. You're going to be miyayish immediately. So consider like you already did. Meima Amar simin aless lebigavi. I don't have a simin on it. Mehashtu the miyayish. Therefore, it's like he gave up hope from now, from the moment that it actually was lost. Rashi says I read nafel kasher deh shuv ain daitol of his das is not on at all, and therefore it's going to be. Rav says you can go. And you can keep it. That's a machlokas where there is no simen. Okie dokie. Now we're going to spend some time, a couple of daf here, to try to figure out, do we go like a bai or like rava? Parentheses, let's take a look. Simen. Pamgash mamkadati kikasa'aza. Okay, says the Gemara. Toshima, remember. A bai says yish. I'm sorry, a bai says lo avi yish. Yish lo midas. Lo avi yish. And rava says Havayish. Let's try to prove that Rav is right. Toshma. Peres ufazarin, if you have fruits that are scattered, or the produce that's scattered, holy adonafamine. We know that the someone who goes ahead and you find peres ufazarin, that hareyu shalo. In fact, the Gemara, but what do you mean? Holy adonafamine. We're talking about, maybe we're dealing with the case of the guy. It didn't say the particular case, so maybe it's talking about the case where he doesn't even know about the fact that it was lot, and yet still you say you can keep it. Must be it saying that even when you don't know about it, Yishol Midas Havayish. Oh, good proof. Says Gemara, no. Hamar Avuk Bar Chama, Hacha B'Mechnash de Bizri Askinon. Our Mishnah is talking about the clearing of the threshing floor. Right, so in that case, he clearly did know about it. Da'aveda midasi. That this is something which is clearly known. Says Rashi, shalom naflu mimenu umidasi nichem hefker. It didn't fall from without knowing, but rather it was placed over there, and therefore it's hefker. No raya. Let's try again. Tashima said most mufuzar say shalom. Money that's scattered belongs to him. Am I? Why? Hello, you don't know from me. The guys didn't let it fall from it yet. And yet we say you can get to keep it. Must be yeshlo midas haviyush. Says where? No. Asam nami. This goes like People are always checking their pockets for their money. People are always checking. Don't my cash, don't my stash. And therefore, it's always checking. That means it's definitely they're going to notice it's missing before the person picked it up. And therefore, there are miyayish. Hachanami here also. People go and check their pockets all the time, make sure that he's got his cash. And therefore, it was Armiyaj before. We don't have a raya. Let's try again. Tashema, to show Rav is right, the Yishalomidas, have a Yish. Igule de Vela, when you have these pressed, these fig cakes. And what happens? Vikikarsha knocked on the baker's bread. Hare Elu show you get to keep him. Hi, Vahalo Yodanovam. I just know that it fell from him. And yet, still, you see, you can keep it. Must be that Yishalomidas have a Yish. What's going on? How some Nami, Agav de Akira, since these fig cakes and these breads, they're yakire, which means Rashi says, kaved masa, they're heavy. Made the adabu. He's going to notice that he's holding everything is much lighter, and then he's going to realize, oh no, I lost it. Going to be miyash, so the person can keep it. Toshima, let's try again for Rava. So far, we're striking out. We don't have rayas for Rava yet. Let's keep trying. Toshima, Yishma das Havayish. The purple wool, the tongues of purple wool, you get to keep them. Isn't that it fell from him? Oh, Yishlomi das Havayish. This is going to know. Hasam Nami, Agav the Chashiva, since these are Choshev Zachin, Mashmushe Masham Shabu, he's going to always be feeling for them. Make sure they're there. Uktor Vitzlik said, when it came to the cash man, he same thing over here also. And therefore, if he feels it's not there, he's going to be miyash, and he's going to do that before they even realize, before anyone else finds it. He's going to be miyash. Let's try again. Toshima Motzimo. Someone finds cash money, Babati Kinesios is a brisa. He finds it in shuls, Babati Midrashos, and in a base medrash. V'chol makom sharab mitzvim shom. Any place where you have a lot of people there, hey, elu shalom, you get to keep it. M'pnei sha'bailam siyashim, because the bailam give up hope from getting them. Ay, v'aloy, did enough for me. Now, he doesn't even know that it fell from him. He doesn't realize it yet, and still we see, so yesh l'midat, havius, amar of Yitzchak. What do you mean? And this is Rav Yitzchak that we've been quoting. People are checking the money all the time. Therefore, clearly he knew that it was gone before the person picked up, and he was army eyes. Toshima, let's try again. When is everyone mutter in leket? What is leket? We know that aniyim get to take from a field leket, shichacha, and peyah. Leket is literally, we're talking about the things that are gleaned, that are gathered. It's talking about, let's say a person is collecting stalks and they have one or two of the stalks, they fall out of the hands when he's cutting up the grain. The Torah says, leave it over there, and that is for the aniyim. Now, at some point, it's not only for aniyim, but anyone can go and take. And that's, when is that going to be? Mishayelchu ba nemushos. When the nemushos walk through the property. What are nemushos, you ask? I'm glad you asked. Nemushos are the people that go very slow at the very end, right? They go through and they go and they pick everything up. And at that moment, well, you know what? The Gemara is actually going to expel that out right now. If I'm meaning my nemushos, what are nemushos? From Rabbi Yochanan, sabe da azli atigra. It's like about old people that are walking with their cane. It says Rashi, is a cane of my niyam, holchem al mishanosam, on the things that they lean on, aka a cane. Benachas, they go slow. Veroen kol shibolas. He sees everything that's left there. Rashi says, veloshen nemushos kemo lo yamushu shemimash mishin veholchen. They're touching and they're going as they're walking through. And therefore, they find everything that's there. Rish Lakish Shamer Lekute Basa Lekute. It's gathering after gathering. Rashi says Lashon Nemushos Kamo Lo Yamish Shelotan Umashen Akol Milifneihem, which means that people are going over it. They have one wave of people coming to check it, a second wave that are coming to check it out. There's not going to be anything left over there. So now, Va'amai, why is it true? So that's Leket. So after the Aniyim go and they check it, and then the second level of Aniyim, or the way the Rav Yochanan said, the first answer, the old people they're walking slow, they're definitely going to find everything, then it's open for everyone. But my, why is it that anyone can go and take it once an emotion went through? Okay, the aniyim over here in this country, they're miyayish, right? But what about aniyim beduchta achrita? There's aniyim in other places. They didn't give up hope yet, so why should be able to go and take it? Says Rashi, they give up hope. They don't even know. Since when they will know about it to be miyayish, it's already years from now. But heter bo liyadzer became Hashkim Heter in this person's hand, and therefore we see Yish Shalomidas of those other people is considered Yish, like Rava. Says Gemara Amri, no. Really, that's not true. It's not Yish Shalomidas. It's actually immediate Yish, because since they know there's poor people over there, Hanach, those people that are far away, they already miyayish even before this even happened. They say, all the Anim that are over there, they're the ones that are going to go and collect it, and therefore we're on miyayish and for Rava. Okay, we're not working, it's not working out for Rava here. Let's try to switch this up a little bit and try to find, let's try to find maybe a Abaye works. Remember, Abaye said, Yish Lomidas. Lo avias. Let's see. Tashema. We have a Mishnah in Maisos. Kitzios baderach. You have cut figs that you find along the road. Rashi says to Einim shekotz to the sun beizmal umol shalem zav v'shotchem besade liyabesh. They would cut the figs and they would have them, you know, in a way that the juices would start to come out of it, and then they would leave it over there. They would leave it in order to go and to dry out, and they get to be able to make their, you know, their cakes. So kitzios baderach. But kitzios baderech, vafilu betzad sada kitzios, vashe sada sheshochten sham, shochten ba, kitzios di yada demahanu ito, demahanu asu. Even if you have these figs that are betzad on the side of a field where they're used, that field, in order to dry things out, vechein teina notala derech. If you have a fig tree that's hanging over the derech, over the road, it's in Rosh Hashanah, but its branches are out. And there are figs that are found underneath them. Mutaris mishum gezel. It's mutter because of gezel. In other words, you're allowed to go and take it. You're not stealing. Rashi says afagav dechinafal. Even though by the time it fell, lo yada kevan dalchi yada miayish mehashta haviyosh kirava. Now, since even though they didn't know that they fell, but since the time when they will find out that it fell, they're going to be miyash. Therefore, it's yosh. That's like Rava. Upaturo smina maisa. It's yosh shalomidas. Have yosh. Upaturo smina maisa. And also, it's pater from maisa. It's just kedin hefker. The hefker pater from maisa. Hefker is pater from maisa. Bezesim uvecharuvim. When it comes to zesim, olives and charuvim, those who know too much about buxer, caribs, in such a matzav like that, where they're found, how they are, then they're going to be usher. You're not allowed to go and take them. Says Rashi, "Bezis ruvim usher ke abaye." That works like abaye. So we saw the first one, first statement kind of goes with Rava, and the second one goes with abaye, who says yish lamidas, lo have yish. What's going on? It's kind of pull a split move over here. First one going like Rava, and second one going like Abaye. Says Gemara, Bishlam Areshala Abaye Lokasha. The first case where you find these figs, or you find these carob, or you find, hold on, Te'enim. I'm sorry, where you find these figs on the side or from the tree that you're allowed to go and take it, that doesn't necessarily have to go against Abaye. Abaye says, Yishlamidas, have a yush. Pardon me, Abaye says Yish Lomidas Lo Aviyush. So, but we can still make the original part to work with him, because Agav de Chashivi, since they're very chush of these cut figs, Mimashish, where people are always checking on them, and therefore that's why this Bryce is saying over here, we know the person are Miyayish. Teinanami, so by Teinanami, also by this fig tree, made the idea, the Nasri, the owner knows that those, they fall from the tree, and therefore he's already Miyayish even beforehand, and therefore it's not against him. Ela Seifa Lerava Kasha. But the Seifa, about the Zesim and the Charchur, the olives and the carob, the Charuvim, that it says over there, what's going to be done? It's also you can't take it. El Seifa, the Rava. Rava says that Yish Lomidas have a Yish. Right? So what's going on? The Ketanim is Zesim and Charuvim. It's also to go and take it. Why? It should be Yish, and therefore you should be able to take it. So this doesn't really work with Rava. What's going on? Amar Rava Vo. Rava says, no, shiny Zayas. No, no. It comes out as different. Because his appearance is enough and it will be a raya for it. Rashi says that Mar Isav Nika Shalmihu Helkach Mari Lechu. Lechiyada denafa lomi ice, not giving up hope, because it's like the Mamer Amar Kuliyama Yadi the di ninu velo hefker hein vish velo shaklihu. You can't go and you can take it. So it ends up being that it's basically a simon over there. Back in the Gemara, v'afal gav the nusin zese, even if the olives fall, made the idea they're able to be known, the duchta de inish inishu. They're able to recognize whose it is. Why? Because the place of a person is the person. If they're found at that place, then people recognize the fact that it belongs to that particular person. And therefore, the owner is going to think he's going to be able to get them. And therefore, he's not going to be miyayish. And therefore, Rav is going to say that they're not, you can't go and take them. Therefore, it says, usser. In fact, the Gemara, hold on 1 second. If that's really true, that the place is already a kilo of simon for it, and we know whose it is, and that can be miyayis, and I feel the ratio nami. Even the ratio where the figs come and fall, why is it say you're allowed to go and take it? The person's not going to be miyayis, because the person's place is their place, and not going to be miyayis. Amar papa, te'ena im nefilas and im eses. When a te'ena falls to the ground, it becomes a little bit chasty mcnas, it becomes a little bit gross, and therefore, there are miyayis, even if they know that it's there. It says Rashi, hilkach kivin the yadid inasa meikara miyayis, says he's going to fall, he's already miyayis meikara, mishum miyisus. Because it's gross. He's already mafkaret. Okay, so we've started the beautiful suga of a sugya of a baye and rava of yish malas lohavi or havi yish, and we haven't been conclusive either way. And we are going to stop over here. We'll continue with this, God willing, tomorrow. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.